Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is it your understanding that the concept of the ball surviving the ground was supposed to be gone as of 2018? Is that the way you understand that?
No, I mean, these are plays that, you know, we look at plays in the offseason. Officials might bring in 20 plays and say, okay, these 10 are catches, these 10 aren't. And I think we all kind of sit in the room, and I don't think there's a consensus on, oh, yeah, I see that. Or, you know, they're close plays, and it's hard to reach a consensus on a lot of plays. What the rule is and what you actually see on the video that they show, sometimes not clear to everybody what exactly it is we're seeing.
Well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Almost as comforting as the kid at Staples being able to determine whether you should be on the no-fly list or not, Curtis. Bill Belichick. Even Bill Belichick does not know what a catch is in the NFL. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, officials. Well, thanks, rule committee.
Officials don't know because there's no similarity to calls from game to game, week to week.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. It's so frustrating because what should be this very fun moment, you know, a guy catches a touchdown pass. Everybody has to hold their breath for 10 seconds to wait and see if there's going to be a replay on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, like, you watch the game. I always go back to this. Never underestimate man's ability to ruin a good idea. Like, this was something we implemented, the replay, to avoid a clear play where a receiver gets 1 foot instead of 2 feet in, or a clear play where a quarterback dives for the end zone and lands at the half-yard line.
Right.
This was none of those things. There was nothing that needed to be corrected. Nobody on either team in the aftermath of that touchdown catch said, oh, better get a second glance at that one.
Doesn't it kind of ruin the game, too? It ruins the viewing experience. When you're watching and you get all hyped up about everything, now we have to be looking over our shoulders waiting to see if some wild call is gonna call it back.
The intention was that if there was evidence that showed the call was wrong in an egregious way, then it would be overturned. There wasn't that evidence. That was, you know, you could flip a coin and call it either way. If you're not even supposed to be making, again, the review of it is not, my understanding is the review of it is not supposed to be to determine whether the ball ends up being caught or not, or whether the ground is causing the ball to wobble. The you're looking at it from a perspective of, all right, the call was made, they called it a catch. Is there anything that shows us that is there overwhelming video evidence that should overturn it? And there was not.
Irrefutable visual evidence is what's required. And this is not simply a Patriots thing. Like, of course the Patriots have benefited from calls in the past. That has nothing to do with what happened in that game. And what made it worse was that you had the house organ in the booth saying, it's clearly an incomplete pass. Like, it was many things. It was not clearly incomplete.
Absolutely an incomplete pass, guys.
Wow. Like, of course not. Why did, instead of saying, wow, Tirico, say, no, idiot, it's not. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, and I appreciate this about Bill. He's going to tell you, he's going to harump his way through and tell you that doesn't matter. They should have won that football game, but I mean, Vikings went on to score. Well, they scored 10 unanswered points after that, right? I mean, that changes the game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Of course it changed the game. And the Patriots don't have a leg to stand on because they allowed a touchdown on a kick return. And, you know, there's many mistakes they made. They could have won the game after that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Bill is saying the same thing. I don't think he's saying that we got screwed. But in that specific play, they were screwed.
No, I mean, you brought it up, and I'm sure you guys talked about it Friday and Saturday. But you finally get a good, I mean, Shime won't give it to him, but you finally get a good game from Mac Jones in the offense, and the defense puts up a bit of a stinker.
That was my lead on Friday. Mac Jones was awesome. Defense may not be as good as we thought it was.
Oh, you said awesome.
Yes, I said not only did I say awesome, I said Mac Jones was awesome, excellent, and exceptional show.
So what happened? He was a blind squirrel who found a nut on Thursday night. Is that what happened?
No, I'm just saying he had a great game. But
I mean, you're a noted Mac hater.
Sure am. Needs to be replicated, though. You need to replicate even a semblance of that.
He threw for over 300 yards in that game.
Yes, and I gave him full credit for it. He played a nearly perfect game. That was the best game of Mac Jones' career. Good for him.
There are two quarterbacks playing this Thursday night. One has thrown two interceptions in his last five games, and one has thrown seven.
And how many touchdowns have they both thrown?
Which one would you rather have on your team?
Yeah. I mean, and let's talk about the games before that.
You mean, if I were comparing apples to oranges?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, at this point in the development, I mean, Josh Allen is ahead of Mac Jones by a couple of years.
In his second year, he was better than Mac's second year. But either way, this is what you do. You put this in such a in a corner where we have to rip the guy. Mac played great. And the Thursday night, for the first time in a while, all the pressure is on the defense.
Yeah.
And Bill was trying to get ahead of that with us when I told him about the lack of punts, and he immediately went back to the first series of the game. They punted, but they faked it. Yeah. I mean, come on. This is going to be a massive game for that defense. Because Curtis, tell me another team that has that performance twice to end a season against a division rival, one of the games in the playoffs, and there are no changes to the defensive coaching staff. None.
And it's not like you could catch a break in the division either. Like, you're not getting a break from anybody.
Right? No, that's the biggest difference.
It's so tight.
And that's the thing that has changed so much in the last 10 years that you look at this schedule and they always beat the Jets, right? The Patriots always beat the Jets, but they still, the last six games, they have to play three really good divisional games that if they have to sweep them at this point,
Yes.
You have to go 3-0 against two Bills games, one Dolphins game to get into the playoffs. That isn't an easy ask.
Yeah.
No. And the idea that used to be the old Bills, the old Dolphins, it was an easy one. You'd go 14-2, 14-3. But now it's so much more difficult because the division is so much difficult.
And it all goes back to, maybe the defense can stop them, but I still think that Josh Allen can put up, 20, 30 points? Can Mac Jones consistently, week after week, put up that many points? We haven't seen that.
Well, the Dolphins can too.
Right, of course.
The Dolphins can too. So we got to see, Mac Jones is going to have to put up 90 points in those three games, minimum.
This is Eric from Lubbock, Texas. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, good morning, folks. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
It was awesome. How was yours?
It was solid. I mean, good. It's Lubbock, Texas. Nothing's great down here.
up and at it.
Well, nobody from Lubbock is listening to me right now, so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah. Oh, I think we lost the signal from Lubbock, Texas. Huh. That's too bad.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, Eric's back. Eric,
here you go.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, last couple of years, instant replay continues to ruin the NFL game. It should be, if the officials are going to go look at something, if they can't make a decision within a minute, it's done. I mean, the call on the field is supposed to stand, and if they can't make a decision within 60 seconds, then you stick with it and you move on. The fact that they want to slow everything down and pixelate it to where did it move, did it not move, was the elbow down, was the knee down, did the ball move, all of this stuff, the fans in the stands don't really care. The fans watching the game on TV care. Mm-hmm. They just want to move on and keep the game moving.
Yeah.
And this isn't happening at this point.
All right. I wouldn't say instant replay is ruining football. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but There needs to be, you should not be altering the game based, the call is made on the field, and there should be overwhelming evidence to overturn it.
And well, that's the definition. I'm not creating that. You're not creating that. When they did this, it said what the call on the field was would require irrefutable visual evidence to overturn.
Right.
None of that existed.
The guy's right there. I mean, that's I mean, otherwise you might as well just go robots. Like, if you're not gonna take the human element as an important part of it, then just bring on the robot uprising.
My cousin Ryan said the same thing watching the game. He said, "Just have GD robots out there." And I said,
"Did you and Santo think about getting one of those robot dogs?"
Yeah, we considered it, but then said, "No, you know what? I like a good puppy kiss, so robots can't do that."
Gambling. It's all. This is all gambling. Can we say that this is all happening because of gambling? That's the reason why we're dealing with this on a daily basis.
How does that make any sense?
What do you mean?
How does this for anybody invested in the Patriots? This would have hurt their betting.
Not the same way. But what I'm saying is this video replay. These issues that we have is because they need to get it right because they've had a deal with the devil to gamble, to have people watching fantasy football, the people having the over in the second half, the over in the third quarter.
See, if that was the case, though, they would be reviewing every penalty. Like that Mac Jones face mask that wasn't called would have been called.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. You're going to have to because there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be people that lost $100 and I shouldn't have lost $100 because you guys missed this call. We're in a slippery slope right now. This is what's happening.
As someone who gambles all the time and who has been backdoor covered and left, right, and center on those stupid lateral plays that end up touchdowns and things of that nature, they're not going to start reviewing penalties and stuff like that. This isn't gambling. As someone who's lost a lot of money to Vegas, this isn't gambling related. I can assure you that.
Oh, it's gambling related.
I agree with Razor.
Yeah, you do.
100% it is. 100% it is.
Of course. Yeah. The more pervasive and the more in bed the league becomes with gambling, the more they have to ensure that the product reveals the proper result.
Because all it takes is one bozo to go on Twitter and say, this is corrupt just like FIFA. To have the NFL scrambling, to have one referee's cousin make $100 on a call that doesn't get made properly.
Right. Anybody heard
come out?
Anybody heard from Calvin Ridley? The guy's been in witness protection since he put a bet on a parlay.
No,
and
exactly.
And Courtney's husband, Santos, sued Costos for the Notre Dame.
True.
There you go.
All right. It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. Before that, though, we will get to They Said It. Next, here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. It's a Patriots Monday. The Pats lost to the Vikings 33-26, and we caught up with Bill Belichick already this morning, bright and early. We asked him about Bill O'Brien after reports are that he's fielding NFL options. Here's what Bill had to say.
I haven't talked to Bill in a little while, so I don't know. I wouldn't really want to comment on his situation. I think that's something for him to comment on.
So didn't want to comment on it. They haven't spoken in quite a while. And if you missed that entire interview, you can find it on the Odyssey app. Coming up, we'll talk with Boomer Esiason at 9 a.m. And are we going to do a replay right here?
Content replay for Bill? Right here?
On this show?
On this show.
Yeah. Right here on this show. That made sense.
I don't know if we'll do a rare content replay.
Well, you
got to
let the people know.
I don't know if
we're on the edge of their seat.
That's up to Curtis. If Curtis wants one, we get one.
I believe that we should play it. I'll trim it down a bit. But yeah, in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll hear from Bill Belichick. Let me tell you, the meaning of life is somewhere in the interview.
Agreed.
All right. Bill O'Brien, is he only going to take an HC gig or is he willing to be an OC somewhere?
I don't think he's done that great of a job with Alabama to get him into a position where he would be a hot commodity. So I would say a year or two as an OC would be a wise move.
And there were reports that he was talking with Georgia Tech about their head coaching position. I know it's college, but money is there for head coaching there, and he didn't want it. So
yeah, why would he take an NFL job at this point? Why not take an 8-year cushy
college gig, hang out.
Well,
he did that at Penn State, and I think he might have. I don't know. The college game.
Like he's getting to an age of like where it's just why bother? He's 53 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the NIL thing has corrupted that in a bit. So maybe it requires more work than it used to. I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't forget, also, the 50s are the new 30s. I don't know if you know that or not, Razor.
Of course, which is another reason why you should hang out in college.
Oh, God. Coming up on EEI, Gresham Keefe will talk with Hunter Henry and Lawrence Guy or Matthew Judon, and Merlone Fourier and Mega will catch up with Mac Jones. At the 99 restaurant, there's always something to celebrate, like the turf and triple the surf. Visit your local 99 and celebrate with the new sirloin and seafood trio. The 99 restaurant's always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees in Boston, partly cloudy skies. The high is 56, and it's going to get a lot cooler this afternoon.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is a Patriots Monday, and I'm making an executive decision, Curtis. Rare content replay on the early morning chatterbox that is Bill Belichick at 8:30 this morning. Let's do rare content replay on Bill and what he said to us during the 6 o'clock hour at 8:30.
I've been trimming it up this last break. I've already got it down to a little under 8 minutes, so we'll be ready to go.
Excellent. All right. And by the way, I don't know if it's just me, but it's like Thursday is the 1st of December, and then the year is over. Like, what happened to 2022? It flew by.
Well, you have the final 3 weeks off, so it kind of feels that way for you.
I'm forced to take that time. I have no choice in the matter.
Right. Forced?
Yeah, I'm forced. They say, please use some of your vacation time, even though we have flex time. I don't want to take a full 2 weeks off, Shyam. I don't. I miss you. I miss everybody.
I miss you all the time.
They just it's a battery recharge. But... only two listener events left this year also. Number one is the Jingle All the Way 5K, which is a week from Saturday.
Yep.
I hope you're going to join us there, because not only do you get to participate in the 5K, you get to see a very special live Ken and Curtis show at the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And then you can stay afterwards for the first ever Snowball with the band Ripe. They're playing outside with fire pits and hot cocoa and food and, mm-hmm. and fun. So I hope you'll come to the event.
I'm very excited. I'm a bit nervous. I've had to ice my knee a few times the last week, so I may be playing hurt. But I will still power through.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of anxiety probably elevated by the fact that you're worried about your knee.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
always nervous.
I mean, you're running through, like, you're running through the streets, a potential kidnapping opportunity.
Oh, no, Santo will be close by.
Oh, Santo will be there by your side?
I'll make sure. Yeah. Santo, Bobes, Brett,
what about
maybe
the
Glash.
What about the puppy? Will the puppy be running?
No, we won't have him yet.
Oh, you won't have him yet.
Unfortunately. Okay. Maybe I'll have him in time for Ernie's show.
That's the 16th. That's the other listener event. Our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast at Bach Exotics, which is on Route 1, and that is on Friday the 16th. So I hope you'll join us there and bring a new unwrapped toy or two for the Marines who will be with us on Friday the 16th. Mm-hmm. All right, so heads up on last two listener events of this year. Right now, though, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and hide me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eyes.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Curtis?
We begin at the scene of the crime in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Last time the Patriots played there, there was the Butler benching. This time, there was the Henry overturn. And here's what the tight end said after his catch, his touchdown catch, was overturned by the refs.
They called it. They called it. I believe I called it, but, I mean, they made the call and just got to live with it.
It's frustrating. I understand the argument is going to be you still have to go and win the football game, but that changed that game as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it definitely changed the momentum. But if you're a Vikings fan, you're like, it would have been 33-30. I mean, it wouldn't have affected the outcome.
I mean, I don't know. I think the NHL gets it right when it comes to replay. They do a quick razor.
Pretty well. I mean, there's lots of arguments on the offside, and you're missing it by an inch. But again, that goes to the gambling. You have to get it right. If it's out there, you're going to try and find loopholes. It definitely changed the game. There's no, you can't deny the fact that it completely changed the game. I would just go back to, you don't want to leave your season on razor thin calls like this, and you want to have to find room, and that's what the best teams do. They get some calls. They don't get all of them, but they give themselves enough wiggle room. I think over the course of an NFL season, these tend to even out if you're a good team or bad team.
All right, what's next, Curtis?
We head to Corvallis. By the way, I got a ton of Pac-12 football on my flight home after my delays, and I enjoyed the Apple Cup. It was lovely. But before that, there was the Civil War, which is it's called, Oregon State every year on rivalry weekend. At the conclusion of the game, in LeGarrette Blount form, a Oregon Duck punched a fan.
Huh. Did you see the video of it?
Yeah,
here's the sound of the video.
Yeah.
That was exciting. And
that's great.
Who picked that as the sound that we were going to use for that story?
No,
is that Jackson?
Yeah, but I said grab something because he said there was no audio, so he grabbed that.
All right. Anyway,
you can't do that.
The kid tips, the fan tips his hat at him, and he hauls off and punches him from behind.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I just watched it. I'm usually on the side of the players when everyone rushes the field. You're an opposing team. It's really quite dangerous if everyone wants to like sit back and think about how wild that could get down there. But this one was all on the player. There was no reason at all to take a swipe at this guy. You got to get in trouble for that.
No.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, in a related story, the two mascots going at it? That's where Wiggy's son plays. You got Arizona State and the two mascots fighting. Are you okay with that occasionally?
Oh, I mean, fair
game.
Jackson just loaded an audio of that fight.
Oh, okay,
if you
okay,
hear
great.
It.
I can't wait to hear that. It's clear. Nailed that audio. Nailed it.
Very descriptive.
I can't wait for Wiggy's firsthand account of the Arizona mascot battle.
Who doesn't love some good mascot on mascot crime?
Having the cheerleaders separate them is the best part. Like, hey man, stop! Hey,
his head was spinning all the way around, but he was getting punched.
And it was so great watching Michigan beat up Ohio State on Saturday.
Oh gosh, what a
awesome
win! What a win!
It's so pathetic that a bunch of grown people from Columbus don't say Michigan. They say the team up north. Like, are you four? Like, that really worked on Saturday. If you had said Michigan, you might have lost by 40 points.
All right. Lastly, when it comes to they said it, what are we talking about this go-round?
All right. Lamar Jackson, and I miss Wiggy every day, but I especially miss him right now. So the Ravens had a tough day against the Jaguars. And after the game, Castle Will Kill on Twitter said, when someone is asking for over $250 million guaranteed, like at Lamar Jackson, games like this should not come down to Justin Tuck. Let Lamar walk and spend the money on a well-rounded team.
Mm.
Well, Lamar replied in a now-deleted tweet, boy, STFU, which probably doesn't mean something polite, y'all be capping too much on this app. MF never smelt a football field, never did bleep but eat a D.
Oh, Oh,
not a great look.
I mean, I probably factually he is correct. I mean, I don't know whether or not that individual ever smelled a football field or not. I don't know. But I mean, he is entitled, of course, to comment as a fan on social media on the performance of your guy, Lamar Jackson.
Y'all be capping too much.
As an owner of a billion-dollar industry business, I might be concerned more about the tweet that was sent to give somebody $250 million than the actual product on the field.
Yes.
I would not be giving someone like that.
So you're saying you would not be investing $250 million in an individual who is responding to your team's fans like that on social media?
Very correct. Yes, that's very, very common sense
to me.
Well,
Wiggy would be defending him were he here, I'm sure. Shyam, your defense of Lamar Jackson on that?
I stand with Lamar. Lamar's my guy. Tell the haters to stand down.
He does like to get into the mud, though, with people.
He
Lamar
loves it.
Yeah, and I wonder who told him to delete it. That's very unlike Lamar, and his mom's his manager. So does mom say, hey, Lamar, I think we crossed the line a little bit there?
Oh, it had to be like John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cross the line. He's talking about S-ing D's. I mean, I...
Eating, actually.
Oh, eating D's.
Yeah, yeah. Much different.
Very different.
Yeah.
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 I wonder what Larry Bird would have tweeted like after a game if some guy was going after him.
Yeah.
Would have been funny to see.
It would have some choice things to say about Moses Malone, that's for sure.
Sure did. No D's there.
That is They Said It. Happens most every day on this show at 7:20. Time now for this.
It's time for...
Morning.
I think you got blocked.
You see her?
The news.
You got a block from Sophie? What did you do?
No way.
With your host...
I can't believe this.
Courtney Cox.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with 4 locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
You are outside the circle of trust.
On WEEI.
All right, Courtney. So the box potatoes were a huge success.
Huge.
Family loved them?
Loved them.
Really?
Asked for the recipe, the whole thing.
Huh.
Which I was concerned that they hadn't heard it on the radio or seen the stories that they were boxed. But hey, it plays.
Okay.
So
I looked pretty good on your Instagram, I got to tell you.
Yep.
So I may have been wrong. It seems like most of the listeners who made them using your recipe loved them.
Yeah. And very easy. Highly recommend.
Got a bunch of requests for the stuffed mushrooms that Julia Hill made for her dad.
Those looked good.
That's true love right there. When your daughter knows that you love stuffed mushrooms and she makes them.
Yeah.
And she made them with bacon and cream cheese.
Ooh, yum. That's
fantastic.
Delicious.
Maybe I'll share that recipe.
Yeah, you should.
All right, what do you want to get to news-wise?
We'll start with the crazy riots in China over lockdown measures.
Yes.
So the protests, they were triggered by a deadly fire last Thursday in the capital. I'm not going to be able to say this correctly, but I'm pretty sure it's Xinjiang.
Uh-huh.
The blaze killed 10 people. It injured 9 in an apartment building. And a lot of people are saying the lockdown measures put in place because of COVID prevented firefighters to be able to save these people.
So they had the place. They're still doing lockdowns.
Yes.
That's what communist countries do, by the way, is they lock their people down.
Correct.
No editorial comment there, Curtis. Just pointing that out, that in communist nations, they have the power to lock their people inside and prevent them from doing things that will keep them healthy.
But talk about irony. If this is what unseats the dictator there, like, incredible. Like, go, you people of China, stand up for yourself, get some freedom.
So they had the building locked down because people had COVID, and then there was a fire, and so now they're standing up and rioting over it.
Yeah, the riots, if you've seen it online, they look pretty scary.
Yeah.
Jackson said he got audio from the riots, so we can play it. I have not heard it.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. What are they? Do we know what they're saying?
No, we just
hear them rioting.
But yeah, you can hear them. So there you go.
All right. Well done, Jackson.
Yeah. This is a crazy story. This is going to be a Netflix documentary or show or movie, something. A man has been rescued in the Gulf of Mexico after he fell off of the cruise ship he was on with his sister.
This is an extraordinary story. I saw this over the weekend.
I don't understand how this happens.
Well, he was drunk.
Of course. But yeah. He was at the bar on the ship with his sister. 11 p.m. said he had to go to the bathroom. He left. Sister, the next morning, tells authorities on board that her brother never came back to the cabin. Right. So I don't know. I guess she goes to sleep that night, thinks he might have met somebody,
right.
Whatever. Almost 24 hours after he was last seen, so around like 9 p.m., the Coast Guard rescues him from the water.
Yeah.
He was, what, treading water for 24 hours?
Yes, he was. He's lucky that it was the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Yes.
So he's lucky that the water was warm. But he was able to tread water. I can't tread water for more than 8 minutes without drowning.
Oh, I'm a good treader. I don't know if I could do 24 hours.
So
28 years old, so he's young.
Yeah, they rescued him after a considerable amount of time. It's amazing.
Yeah, we can hear audio from the Coast Guard lieutenant.
At any point from 11 p.m. on Wednesday on, he could have entered the waterway. He realistically could have been in the water for 15 plus hours before we were able to successfully rescue him.
The longer that somebody's in the water, the greater the search area is going to be. So time was certainly of the essence.
The will to live is something that you need to account for in every search and rescue case.
Mm. Oh, it's amazing. Unbelievable.
I would probably just let God.
When do we get to hear from this guy?
I want to know everything. Well,
yeah.
I read that apparently there was an issue because he was a vapor. And so
for real,
yeah. And so there were only certain places on the ship where he could go vape, and they kept yelling at him because he was vaping in public.
Okay,
so he probably went to some sort of a deck, like the vape deck.
Yep,
and then tumbled over.
I just want to hear his account. I would like to hear that. This seems interesting. Yeah.
Is the vape deck like the smoking room at the Atlanta airport, the most depressing place in the history of like the human history? It's unbelievable.
I mean, is it a douche move if you're secretly vaping in a restaurant or in a bar? I notice people doing it all the time. Like they think you can't see them, but then
there's smoke billowing from their shirt.
There's a giant cloud of smoke that comes up.
I think it's a douche move. Like, wait till you're outside. You're not fiending that bad for a little hit of a vape.
Okay.
People are up in arms after United Furniture in California fired 2,700 of their employees overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. So a lot of these people getting ready for the holiday had worked there for 15 years, and they wake up to a text or an email that was sent at midnight saying, goodbye, you're done, effective immediately.
Yeah, not very sensitive, I guess.
Not very sensitive at all. Yeah. But some of the employees are now suing the company, saying the company violated federal law by failing to give 60 days notice before dissolving operations. Apparently, this all came because the company owns millions and millions of dollars to outside vendors. So they are in deep water.
I mean, wouldn't you... do you want to go through the whole process of going in there and they're like, hey, Razor, you know, can you come down to the office for a few minutes, or would you rather just get a text or an email?
Yeah it's a little insensitive and obviously not a good day at all. The holidays, never a good time to get fired. But yeah, to go through it all and then to have a lawsuit that is completely, you know, you're not getting any money out of it. You're not getting anything out of it. They owe millions of dollars.
And actually, the more I think about it, I would rather wake up, just look at my phone, say, oh, that's
all right, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
You know what they do at Nessun? They bring the executioner in to fire everybody. Do you know that?
Dale here.
Yeah, that's how they do it over there.
Dale text at midnight.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
All right. Wiggy is on. Wiggy has flex to Monday. He'll be back tomorrow. Razor is here. And we will get to the rest of the news next, including Florida, not like the rest of us. And I will say this. The microwavable mac and cheese lawsuit that none of us knew we needed makes this woman my hero. Mm. So we'll get to that story and the rest of the news coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up at 8:30, Rare Content Replay on Bill Belichick, who is on this show during the 6 o'clock hour, and then Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. Tomorrow, Ty Law at 8:30 or 8:20. Ty Tuesday tomorrow. Wiggy will be back tomorrow. Razor kindly filling in for Wiggy today. Nice to see you. And obviously, I think you're doing a great job when it comes to the Bruins games. And I noticed that they avoided giving you any kind of difficult local town or city pronunciations. that to me, that's a good thing.
Well, I like you ringside, too, because I think Sophia does an awesome job hosting up top. She's great ringside, too, but it's a big deal, I think, for a woman to have that role in hockey. So having you ringside, I like you ringside.
Mm. Thank you. Well, wow. Appreciate it.
Well, right.
Accolades.
I do.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think he does a great job.
I need it.
All right, Wiggy back tomorrow, but right now back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
A 12-year-old boy took matters into his own hands. He called 911 on his dad. The dad was reportedly driving from California to Vegas in a Raiders helmet, son claiming that he was drunk.
Oh.
So the son was in the back seat.
Oh, were they going to the Raiders game?
It seemed that way.
Okay, all right. So the dad had the helmet on. Drunk while driving.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the son called 911 on his dad. The dad was arrested and charged with a DUI and child abuse. We can hear a little bit of the 911 call.
My dad is trying to take me to Vegas. He's acting weird.
What kind of car are you in?
A Toyota Camry. It's a Raider plane. He says he's taped up
in a Raider helmet.
He says he's taped up in a Raider helmet.
Oh.
What a jackass.
Yeah. Awful. Terrible. Oh. That always goes back to, Curtis always says it, some people just should not have children.
That is correct.
Yeah. No, you're right. And in some cases, they should take them away for good, I think.
Well, this guy can never be around a kid ever again.
No.
Yeah.
My son was almost taken away from me by a flight attendant.
Oof. Also.
Oh,
when are you going to, you got to tell what happened.
This is getting better by the second.
I can't, it's a douche move?
I think
so. All right,
so.
You want to do it after 8?
Yeah, let's do it.
Something happened to Curtis on his flight, and it didn't involve Odell Beckham Jr.
Nope.
I wish I was in OBJ state.
All right, we'll do that. So it's a potential douche move, Curtis?
I think it was the worst. It was just one of the strangest things I've ever had happen to me.
Really?
Yeah, bizarre. Right. Genuinely bizarre behavior.
We'll do that coming up after 8. What else is going on news-wise?
Alondria Worthy was on her way to the hospital in labor in Georgia when she made her fiancé pull over to a McDonald's to use the restroom. Well, Alondria went into the restroom in labor, came out of the restroom with a baby.
She had the baby at McDonald's.
Correct.
I see.
So they have now.
Did she say that the restroom, no offense to McDonald's, but the restroom looked like several people had already had babies in there prior to that?
Oh, dear.
It is a bad bathroom.
Okay.
It's a bad bathroom.
So she had the baby in McDonald's?
Yes.
In the McDonald's?
Yeah, the manager helped her. They are nicknaming the baby Nugget.
Oh, that's great.
I like it.
Oh, that's great.
We can hear from the new mom and the manager.
I went into the bathroom. I used it. My water broke immediately. The lady came in. She was like, "Are you okay?" I said, "No, I'm in labor."
I thought they was joking. I opened and she was on this toilet laid back screaming. Then I knew to tell my crew, we're having a baby today.
I had one worker on this hand, one worker on this hand. I think I bit her. I didn't mean to.
It was me. But I'm okay. She didn't break my skin.
She had a nickname before she even left McDonald's.
That's her nickname, McDonald Little Nugget.
So is that the official name? They should go for the official name because they'd probably get free food for a couple years or something.
Maybe middle.
I used to mock these things. I am so jealous of people that immediately go into labor and have a kid after sitting for 3 days. Like, That is pretty cool.
I mean, no disrespect intended, but you would have fainted five times just driving her there.
Would have ruined McDonald's forever.
No.
So they're like, Nugget, it's time to go to hockey practice. Yes.
Hey, all Nugget. Day, every day, chicken nuggets.
That's right. All day, every day, chicken nuggets.
Yep.
Hey, you don't pull over to go to the bathroom when you're in labor. You go to the hospital. Like, whatever happens at that point happens.
So you would rather just go, like, pee your pants?
Yes, go get to the hospital.
Yeah. Get the people that are trained to actually deliver a baby.
Yes, I would much rather have my wife give birth in a hospital than a McDonald's
good
bathroom.
Point.
You can hold it, honey.
Yeah.
Let's get to the hospital first. Or just go.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yep.
Let's get... Amazing. Oh, that story is great. Just gives me so much hope in this country.
Missed opportunity. They should have named the kid like Ronald McDonald or something. Mm. They would have got nuggets for life. Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You are so cheap.
It's frugal, Curtis.
There's always an angle.
It's frugal.
Really should have gone with Nugget instead of Brees. Would have saved $700.
All right. What else, Courtney?
We can go to the Florida for the next story.
Yes.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Well, speaking of money, as Curtis just was, I wish I'd thought of this.
Same. And if she wins, let's start looking at everything else we could sue for. Yeah. Amanda Ramirez is listed as the plaintiff in a $5 million class action lawsuit that was filed against Kraft Heinz Food Company. She filed it on November 18th. The issue here, the reason why she filed this is because she claims that the ready in 3.5 minutes Velveeta mac and cheese.
In the cup. Delicious, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
I'm not a big Velveeta
person. It's not ready
person.
In 3.5 minutes, though. That's her issue.
Yeah, her issue says it takes far longer than 3.5 minutes for it to be prepared.
Sometimes it takes 5 minutes. You got to go again. And you're starving. I mean, that's not truth in advertising, Razor.
This is... So, did you watch the Pepsi Netflix documentary?
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah. And that's clever. Okay,
yeah.
That's clever.
That's the fighter jet one. I forget what it's. Have you seen that yet, Curtis?
7 million.
I did. I watched that on Thanksgiving.
It's really good.
Excellent.
Yeah, they sued Pepsi because 7 million points got the jet, and there was no small print.
The kid was a genius. He
very
came
smart.
Up with that
he
way
figured
to get
it all
the fighter
out.
Jet.
Yes, that's what this. That's what's happening here. Yeah. The exact same thing.
No, but if the thing says it's ready in the microwave in 3.5 minutes, it needs to be ready in 3.5 minutes.
It does.
There should not. This is why everyone hates lawyers. There should not be a lawyer in the country that says you have a good idea. Let's go through with this. This is a huge waste of dollars. This is a nightmare. I'm completely against this. I don't like this at all.
Really?
And I'm a man of the people. I'm a union guy. But this is like too far. Too much. With the fact we're wasting time talking about
this. They know the Velveeta mac and cheese people know that it's not going to be ready in 3.5 minutes. They're just lying to
you. And what's the difference? Just put 6 minutes on it. Right. Don't overpromise, underpromise.
Leave the time off.
Yeah. Same thing with popcorn, I found. Yeah. All the kernels at the bottom of the bag. Mm-hmm. It should be, you know, some type of extended period of time to make sure every kernel is...
You'll find a lawyer to sue for that.
That Orville Redenbacher's full of crap.
Get him. Go get him.
This reminds me of the time somebody sued because the side of the coffee cup didn't say caution hot.
Yes.
Mm. And won.
That woman
Jackie
won.
Childs.
There was an obscure Seinfeld reference, but that woman won millions.
Yeah, millions of dollars.
Older woman sued McDonald's. She won millions.
How much money did she cost every company in America that had to put hot on things you know were hot?
Which then they passed down to the consumer.
Exactly.
That we all have to pay a dollar more.
We always lose. Velveeta's just going to charge more. Nobody's going to lose at Velveeta.
No. Exactly. We're losing. Because now your Velveeta is going to be $15, not the premium price of $10.99 that she claims.
They also put a little warning on there just specifically for Courtney, which says, do not light your house on fire when you put this in the microwave.
I do need that.
And we should put a warning sign for hot before Razor's leaves, because those takes are
Yes. You should look at your baked potatoes or your box a little bit longer, less.
What kind of warning would they put on box potatoes? Not good to eat after 12 years?
Or
like,
these aren't potatoes.
Expires in 2075?
No potatoes were used in this recipe.
All right, is that it?
Well, just quickly, because I think this is going to be a big story coming up. There was a woman, Blanca Arellano. She's 51. She met a guy online. He was a med student in Peru. And she told her family, I'm going to Peru. I'm in love for a date.
Oh, God. They go. This never ends well.
She goes.
They're always a doctor in Peru.
She goes there.
She goes, she's telling the family things are going great. Then all of a sudden, things go south. She says, we've broken up. I'm coming home. Back to Mexico. I'm coming back to Mexico. They say, okay. She never returns. They then file a police report. Unfortunately, a few days later, a faceless torso shows up.
Oh.
And some other body parts were washed up ashore with all the organs missing. The med student in Peru harvested her organs.
Harvested her organs?
Yes.
For sale or for practice?
For sale.
For sale?
Yes.
What? I mean, would you ever date somebody that you met online and go to another country to meet them?
I think I would.
What?
I know. You're I would have
terrified.
To do
you're afraid to go out in the dark in Southie because you think you're going to be kidnapped.
Well, I think
you're a giant contradiction.
It's crazy. I know. And I know how crazy I sound saying it. But I think I would do extensive background research.
Nope.
I would have to FaceTime
your parents,
with friends.
Your friends. Everyone would not. No one would allow you ever to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, my parents would say absolutely no.
Are you kidding me?
I would bring
me?
A friend with me.
Again, just another example of reasons not to do that.
I don't know. Some people meet online and it's a beautiful love story.
No.
I mean.
What?
Yeah.
There's no razor just saying no right after that. I mean, it's really funny.
As Sully says in the Twitch chat, med school isn't cheap, Greg. So I guess that's how the guy was paying for it.
But that's going to be a story, you know?
Yes, it is.
That's horrible.
There's a lot of bad stories out there right now. Oof, yeah. Keeping me up at night.
How was your trip to Peru? Well, I came back without my liver.
Lost 10.
I think I'm down a kidney, too, but I won't know until
I lost a bunch of weight, though.
All right. That's the news with Courtney. Curtis wants a ruling on a traveling on an aeroplane douche move. We'll get that from you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.